Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Hi, this morning, all thanks to Get Real Workwear and Safety. Get into workwear with Get Real Workwear and Safety. You can find them out at Paget, where they're trying to identify what is going on with the rules of Dave is disputing it again this morning.
Well, of course I am, because I know I'm right. You cannot put down a draw four on one that's already down there. You just can't do it. So 13-27-10, what are the rules when it comes to that? We've got Tina, who's in Andergrove, and we'll get onto her in a second. But Chris in North Mackay, what's the rule there?
Well, Dave, normally I'm on your side, but I'm sorry, it is true. You can lay down another draw two or draw four on another one.
And you can draw, you can put a couple on top of each other, right? Like, it's not just two, you can have three or four.
That's right. If you've got four in your hand, yeah, you can lay four down, basically, one after the other.
Yep.
No, you can't.
You can.
Like, the next person that plays, no, you can't. I'm sure. Someone Google for us. We're not allowed to Google during the show.
Thank you for the call, 13-27-10. Are you able to do this? What are the rules of
Okay, well, we've got Carolyn from Bukasia. Carolyn, can you put down another draw four on top of one that's already been laid down?
Yes, you can put down another draw four, but you can't put down another take two.
Nah.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. So, because if you're taking two, that gives you more chance of getting the cards that you need.
Yes. You can only put one take two down. The next person must take two.
Yeah.
And if you put a draw four down, the next person can keep putting draw fours down until they run out.
Thank you very much there, Carol.
No,
looks
you can't.
Looks like you're being served your backside on a plate here.
No, I'm not. Tina in Andergrove, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, it'd be better when you decipher this. It's right. You can put a few down on top of each other, right?
Yes, you can. And then you can also stick a reverse card down and stick more down.
Yes. Yes. So Thank you.
This is a house rule. Like, everyone's adopted this house rule.
Google it.
I have, actually. It says, no, it's not valid to do so since, according to the Mattel's rules, the next player forfeit their turn and must draw four cards from the pile.
BS.
So you're all
BS.
Wrong.
BS.
You're all wrong.
That's not from the Facebook website, then. Thank you, Tina.
No worries.
See you later. It's a universal rule, then.
Okay. Rules. I got it here. No, you can't.
You can.
It says it on the rule book.
No one reads the rules.
No.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. It's 14-8. Morning.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
In excess, new sensation. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 21 minutes past six. We'll get off to news very soon. Another game of
Wake Up Hitty.
Hey, great news.
Yeah.
If you've been following the... actually, I feel like I need some audio enhancement with this.
Okay. You've left me hanging here now, so I'm actually kind of excited to hear what you've actually got to say.
That's what Dave says when he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
hang on, here we go. Here we go.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days...
Grubs of our lawns.
Stephen... And Cheryl, the garden grubs, lawn grubs.
I've had lawn grubs. I think a lot of people have probably heard this. I went into Bunnings the other day. The lady at Bunnings had said to me, this is a North Mackay, rural view area.
Yeah.
She had said, people are listening to your breakfast show because I can tell we've had an influx of lawn grub killer.
Oh, really?
And I said, okay, right. And she said, yeah, it's happening everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
If you've got little like mounds of dirt in your yard, that's a good sign.
Okay.
Because apparently that's earthworms digging in your grass or in your lawn.
Oh, okay. So it's not the lawn grubs themselves.
No, I always thought that was ants.
Oh, really?
Like digging those little, and making those little mounds of dirt.
Yeah, okay.
But apparently it's your earthworms, which are good.
Yeah.
But the lawn grubs are killing the grass and making it brown in patches.
Yeah. Like after the big amount of water we had, you were wondering what was going on when your lawn was dying.
It was dying. Like, it was crunchy brown grass. I'm like, we've just had a bucket load of rain. Like,
yeah.
How is this happening? So they said, put on this treatment, did that. And now the grass is turning green.
Oh, that's good.
And the lawn grass... Sorry, hang on.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the...
Grubs of our lawns. the grubs have vacated. But then I wondered, and the lady from Bunnings, who obviously knows her stuff, because you know the staff know their stuff there.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
She was saying, have you noticed an increase of birds in your front lawn? I said, yes. And she said, they're eating the grubs from your lawn now.
So the grubs have died off.
Mm.
And the...
Apparently when they go to die, they go to the surface of the grass and then the birds see them and then eat them.
Ah. Mm. Well, that's twofold. So one, good for your lawn.
Yep.
Two, good for your birds.
How depressing for the worms, though.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the...
grubs of our lawns.
You just don't want the plovers sitting in your front lawn.
No.
Because, you know...
they're dangerous, those things.
They won't let you go.
No.
They'll look at you. They've got these evil eyes. They stare at you. It's like, I'm going to get you.
Little switchblade knife in their pocket. Little bandanas. if you've got the lawn grub problem, you're off to Bunnings. Jay and Dave for breakfast. We'll get to news in just a second here. Triple M.
Triple M's. Kennedy Malloy. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Madonna's Open Your Heart, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 17 away from 7 o'clock in the nuts, worth $200 today. We'll pull them out very soon. You can identify it, win the cash. Sitting at 23 degrees to Cowie, some showers today, 22 in Serena.
About a half hour ago, you were talking about your lawn. It's starting to green up after having the lawn grubs.
This is a universal problem.
Yeah.
Not just me. There's a lot of people in Mackay, Whitsundays areas that have... we've had a bucket load of rain.
Yes.
And these lawn grubs are making and killing your grass. It should be green, but it's brown.
Yeah, well, that's what was happening to you. And Gary has given us a Facebook message. He says, yep, he says the birds love to eat the lawn grubs. That's why you got all the birds on your front lawn now. They say it's,
so
it's like
confirming.
A delicacy. Yeah,
yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, Sharon's so. Called as well for that. Sharon, how are you this morning?
I am good, Jay, and yourself?
Very well for Friday, thank you very much.
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, the lady of Bunnings is definitely right. But there is two frogs around in your yard. You are right, and Sue built one, and the lawn grub is the other. But the earthworm is the other. The ants do a fine soil, and your earthworms do a more of a lumpy, rounded sort of soil.
So honestly, those mounds go up, pop up overnight. How many ants are going to build that thing? Because I'm telling you now, that's a big, like a mound of dirt to build from an ant.
From the ants, it's a fine soil with fine soil. Yeah, that's usually a sign of rain, or it's too wet. It's rained already, or it's too wet. Well, they're getting up out of the ground because it's
going to
rain.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Hey, Sharon, can you go around Jay's place and help him out? Because it sounds like he really needs it.
He's doing fine by the sounds of it.
Oh, no, I'm making it sound better than it is. Thank you for the tips, though, Sharon. Appreciate it, hey?
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend. Bye. There you go.
Have a good break,
hey? We certainly will.
Thank you.
2 weeks holidays. Thank you, Sharon. As of today. So
there you go. You can get stuck into the garden. Actually learn something for the next 2 weeks.
No chance. I'll be watching Netflix and getting fatter over the next 2 weeks. That's for sure. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Our top today, we are looking at 29 degrees for Mackay Whitsundays.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Shawn Mendes. At Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. We've all been waiting for that moment.
Rock in the suburbs.
Triple M suburban songs.
Well, very loose waiting for that moment, but
no, thank you.
We spun up this morning Beaconsfield as a suburb for the suburban song and the song Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll. Now, you've had 2 hours to create some sort of masterpiece.
Yeah, well, you can't really do that in 2 hours, but I've come close.
You're very confident.
I think this is probably one of the best ones I've done.
Ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Turn it up.
Beaconsfield, this is all for you. Enjoy our suburban song, Jane Day for Breakfast. Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.
Heading down Holtz Road, you'll be able to see Carlisle Christian College, now pupil free. It might seem so wrong, the kids are stuck at home. Hopefully not for long, they're stuck with me.
Yeah, me.
can't go on too long. Quarantine. Singing, I love Bakersfield, but can't wait for the kids to go back. Yeah, I love Bakersfield. Love living here, the place for me. All the houses kinda look the same, but at least we all know our neighbor's name. We all get along at the front in our thongs. Road cricket in summer is sometimes played.
Warning!
Over the fence is six and out. How's he? Singing, I love Bakersfield. It's a great place for the family, baby. I love Bakersfield. Only 8Ks from the city.
Ow!
Was that the best of what?
Yeah, that was a pretty catchy one, actually. I'll give it up.
You're welcome, Bakersfield. You're welcome.
It's a nice place to live.
We will spin up the Suburban Song wheel again in a couple of weeks after we return from holidays. I don't think Spoonman Brian will be doing that for a couple of weeks. Will he? No, probably not serious enough here.
You'd say, what is this? That's what he says. What is this?
See him rolling his eyes already. Suburban Song, Jay and Dave for breakfast at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Soft Cells, Tainted Love, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Friday morning, our last show for a couple of weeks on annual leave as of today.
Mm.
What about that song?
It decided to go on self-isolation early.
That just faded out by itself. I didn't even touch that.
Wow.
How did you feel last night? We did the bin isolation outing last night.
Yeah, look, if you've never heard of this before, basically it's running on Facebook. Everybody is getting dressed up in fancy gear, whether or not it's your ballroom gown or an inflatable costume of a dinosaur. And you take your bin out.
There's. I looked at the page last night because I knew that we were doing the challenge last night because it's Bin Day Friday in Rural View. I think it's Friday for you and Glenella.
That's exactly right, yep.
So I was seeing how many members it has. It has close to 100,000 members on the Facebook page.
Yeah, really?
And I saw it on the national news last night that people were doing it.
Yeah, what are they getting dressed up in?
There was guys. What is it with guys wanting to dress up as women? Can we just unpack that for a second? There was lots of those. There was lots of super character heroes and
That
sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with men and dresses.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a throwback to the old kilt days.
Well, you dressed up in your...
The finest.
The tuxedo.
Yes.
Took the bin out. How did you feel doing that? You can see the video, by the way. Yeah. It's on our Facebook page, Triple M McCall Sunday.
Felt ridiculous. But... In this day and age, you need to amuse yourself, don't you? How'd you feel?
Oh, yeah, well, I was one of those men who dressed up as a woman. I got the wig out that we used for the Kate Bush Wuthering Heights Day that we did last year.
Yeah.
And I fit into the dress still, which is lovely.
Well, that's just dandy.
I got Jamie to play on the phone that was accompanied with me walking down to the...
Oh, you did not.
The soundtrack of the Wuthering Heights.
It's me.
Back me up.
I'm
I can't remember the lyrics.
So call me.
Come on, you know the song. Don't pretend that you don't.
Oh, I know the song, but I keep forgetting the lyrics.
So I took the bin out. And I was kind of embarrassed because where I live, cars are always coming around the corner.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm seeing cars lights in a distance. I'm like, oh, crap, it's coming. Quick, run.
Oh, right.
Let's do it now while there's no cars coming past. I was highly embarrassed.
So is that the reason why you were a dainty on your feet? Or is that because of your ballet training?
It's because I wanted to get out. I was like Fred Flintstoning it out of there.
Right.
So the weirdest bit was when...
Yeah.
When we had done the whole thing, and I went back out there and I was putting the other bin out.
Yeah.
At that stage, I was out of my costume, but there was an older couple walking up the street.
Yeah.
Who obviously had seen me bolt inside, quickly take the dress off, and then go back out and get the other bin.
Sure.
And I heard her say, now these aren't neighbours of mine, they must live up the street.
Yeah.
But I heard her say, and I quote, "See, I told you he would like to dress up in women's clothing."
Do
to the other person that she was walking with, and I'm like, this has just done more damage than it needed to. It's just done more damage than it actually needed to.
Look, if you watch the video, you can actually see someone in the background at my place.
I saw that.
They were walking down my street on my side, saw me taking the bins out in the tuxedo and decided to go over the other side of the road.
Look at this strange man. If you want to check it out, it's called Bin Isolation Outing. People are doing it right across the country. Details on our Facebook page. Triple M Mackay with Sundays 14 and 6.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple M.
Hello.
Good morning, Adele. Jay and Dave from Triple M. How are you doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
What's going on?
Just doing the dishes, actually.
Oh, yeah. can you do us a favour? Can you just put down the dishes for us?
Yeah.
Because we just want to let you know that we're going to take one bill off of the list that you have to do and pay, because we're going to pay your rates for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Done.
You're serious?
Yes.
We're serious.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe you need to sit down, Adele.
Let's face it, and with the current situation with COVID-19, I mean, a lot of people are scrambling to try and save as much money as they can, and we can only unfortunately do it for one person, but your name came out of the hat, and we're paying your rates for you, all right?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Oh, don't. You're starting to make us cry now.
Don't!
$14.96 is wiped off the bill.
Yeah, all for you, hey?
Oh, well. And that's amazing.
What does that money mean? What is that? Obviously, it's going to be a little bit of extra money in your pocket. How does that mean? What does that mean for you guys?
It just really help us out a lot.
Yeah. Oh, Adele.
What are you going to spend the money that you're saving on?
I think I'm still in shock at the moment.
Rightfully so. Look, we've interrupted you doing the dishes. Go back and make sure you wash them properly, hey? All right, you stay there for a second and we'll grab some details if we can get something out of you, because you're not coherent right now. You
breathe. Just in and out.
Oh, good on you, Adele. You stay there for a second. We'll grab some details from you. How good is that, hey?
Oh, that's brilliant. As long as it goes to someone that really needs it. Yeah. Absolutely.
And a big thank you to everybody who entered the competition.
Yes, and it's all thanks to Queensland Country Bank. Imagine more.
Yeah, all right, with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Our top today, we are looking around 29 degrees.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.